Welcome back to the Crooked Spine Show. In part two of Understanding Acupuncture, Charlene of Empire Acupuncture helps understand with overall health how do we get to a stressed to relaxed state and how that happens in the overall body. Also, why people have not tried acupuncture, usually by not understanding what it actually is. And also, too, how it helps us quit smoking. And two, the diversity of acupuncturists themselves. And now, 5 years out, Charlene's perspective of healthcare, how it has changed versus when she was in school. I mean, we'll do my wrap up too. And let's go right to the show.
I want fast, but it's not good for me.
Right.
There's other people out there like, hey, look, I want to live a long time, not in a hospital watching bad daytime TV. Even though Judge Judy's awesome, I love her. I don't watch every day, but something where you can actually live a healthy life by eating simple foods, mm-hmm. exercising enough, lowering your stress levels, and minimizing things so you don't overwhelm your body.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And we've been so overwhelmed for generations, mm-hmm. but it's compounding this overwhelming nature that we live in anymore, because our parents' generation wasn't as overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Their parents weren't. But now with the technology age and everything, like I look at the millennials and even the younger generation, I have nephews who are 2 and 4 years old, and just the world that they're coming into with like information
pace.
Coming at them so
yeah,
fast.
Pace,
yeah, we're
quick.
Constantly living in that fight or flight system of, you know, stress. Like, we're running away from the bear hundreds of years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's no bears.
But
the bears are the cars and the jobs
exactly.
and the demands. And yeah.
It used to be where you could shut down, leave work at 5 o'clock, and you leave it at work, and you come back
mm-hmm.
9 o'clock the next day.
Yeah.
Now you take the homework, your phone's going off, middle of the night. Next when you wake up, and you have 3 messages, you have to return right away before you even get to work.
Yep, exactly.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah.
But in another sense, too, how do you get yourself healthier enough to handle that load? Even a minimal load, because now your body's overstressed.
Right.
Now your body is weak from the medications because you're not feeding the right foods.
Mm-hmm.
How do you understand what that is for you?
That's where people like you and I come in.
Yes.
We
yes.
Have to,
it's
yeah,
us.
We have to educate people on
yes.
how to do that. I mean, like, I try to practice everything that I preach.
Be the example.
Yeah, I try to eat the healthy diet. Do I slip up and have some less than healthy things from now on? Yeah, I do. But, you know, I have a daily meditation practice. I breathe every day. Is it always perfect? No. Today, this morning was really challenging.
I know. Probably get stressed out because it's talk today. I don't know.
No, it was my dogs. My
okay.
dogs wouldn't let me
meditate. Damn, dog. Animals.
Yeah.
Little kids sometimes.
Yeah. And then I try to move. I try to move every day.
Yep.
And then I just recommend that to people. And the great thing, and I'd love to hear if this is true with chiropractic, but with acupuncture, I talked about the fight or flight response,
yes,
running
huge.
Away from the bear, that we're constantly living in that, it's called the sympathetic nervous system
mm-hmm.
of the
yep.
body. And it's run by our adrenals, which are two tiny glands on the top of our kidneys in your lower back. But acupuncture has been scientifically proven to actually flip that and put us into what's called the parasympathetic nervous system, which easily we call rest and digest.
Yep.
So most people that get acupuncture on a regular basis, they find that when they're laying on the table for 30 minutes and they've got all these little pins sticking out of them, they actually take a nap. Because their body finally goes into a place where it can rest,
mm-hmm.
the cortisol level goes down, the adrenaline level goes down, and
yes.
then I almost always walk in and I hear people's tummies making noise because they're digesting better. They're digesting whatever meal they just ate and haven't digested the whole time that they've been in fight or flight.
And that's exactly, I preach this probably, I do an office talk with new patients every month. This is the soapbox I go to
mm-hmm.
because your body is under stress every day.
Yeah.
Okay. But the problem is the stress that affects you, how you react to that is different than me
mm-hmm.
based on my health state.
Right.
So when you're in a healthier state, you can tolerate that stress where you don't have the physical reaction
mm-hmm.
of fight or flight, of the stress response, where your body stays in parasympathetic, the rest and relaxation state,
mm-hmm.
so your hormones don't go crazy.
Right.
You know, what I tell people is, there's your stress hormones, catecholamines, and cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
Those are your pain responses.
Yep.
They go up when you're under stress. You're more sensitive to things around you. Your shoulders do this when you're under stress. You hear a car coming, you do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? When you're in rest and relaxation, your body sends more endorphins, more adrenaline, per se. Mm-hmm. When you work out, you produce those hormones naturally. So can you do things like acupuncture to allow your body to get to a healthier state, then over time let your body acclimate there so you become your normal state?
Yep.
And learning things that Charlene's going to talk to you about, at that point, how do you change your lifestyle so you stay in that state even when you're under stress?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Or can you get to that state so mm-hmm. much more easily and more quickly when you're under stress?
And because you're, I know medical doctors will tell them, change your job, change your lifestyle. Someone even told them, hey, make sure you get rid of your dog. You know, that's mean. Yeah. That's like, I don't know, some type of ethical issue.
Yeah.
But how do you, we can't, and it's very difficult to change what's going on around us. Can we get healthier to handle that, then learn ways to maintain that? Because once you're in a stressed state, you're climbing out of a hole. Mm-hmm. Do it yourself is almost impossible.
Yeah.
To do it under medication, it makes it even more difficult. Because now you're covering up, again, the branches, mm-hmm. not the root of the problem. So by understanding, and just kind of summarize what you're talking about, by understanding that you need to get the help first, at least education, mm-hmm. okay, what do I have to do myself, maybe working out, maybe stretching, maybe breathing, taking my dogs for a walk, whatever it can, to get your body to feel healthier,
mm-hmm.
at least manually first. And over time, do other things such as foods, going from McDonald's diet, for example, to more a salad diet, to be extreme.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you do things to get your body to feel and over time look and stay healthy by giving yourself sometimes 2-3 months to get that change to happen?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does it happen overnight?
No, it does not.
And what does it take your patient that you've seen in the past to get to that healthier state and have the mentality and the attitude to stay there?
You know, it depends on the patient. It depends on how willing they are to take my suggestions. I try not to word vomit on people all in the first appointment. I do like to just kind of plant little seeds, mm-hmm. drop little nuggets in there, but I try to judge it on
everyone's different.
Exactly. How the patient seems to be. And I love to ask a lot of questions.
Yes.
You know, let's say somebody's job is a huge source for their disease that I'm seeing, their dis-ease. I'm not the doctor who's going to be like, you have to quit your job. Like, everybody needs their job.
Yeah.
That's not feasible. And if I say that to them, they're going to immediately put that wall up and they're never going to listen
time.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But asking questions, do you have the ability to leave that job right now? No, I'm the sole provider for my family. Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have the ability to take 15 minutes at lunch and go sit in your car and do a 15-minute meditation that will keep you from considering murdering your boss or whatever it is?
Yeah.
You know, let's come up with a plan to get the problem working. And then to answer your question, how long does it take people? Or it just depends on how much they want to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I've had some patients that are so motivated to get better, they will come every single day if I tell them to. They will change their diet as dramatically as I recommend. They will pay as much money as they have to take all the proper nutrient supplements that they need to get their body in the right state. If they do that, they're going to be ready, bright as rain in just days.
That'd be almost sometimes death. Hey, look, this is my last chance. I'm going to need mm-hmm. surgery. If I don't get this done,
they're
going to put me in some type of ward somewhere.
Yeah.
I had to do something.
And honestly, the majority of my patients are in that
mm-hmm. so
arena.
Yep.
This is the last thing that they can possibly try. And so often I hear from people, I wish I would have come in here months ago.
Of course. Why haven't they heard of acupuncture or your office before? I mean, that's my ideal that every day.
Yeah. And part of it is, you know, maybe they just they don't know about acupuncture. They think it's weird. People have recommended it to them, and they just don't.
Well, I have health insurance, Charlene. Why would I see acupuncture out of pocket?
That's a big one too, for sure. And that's important for me also in educating my patients, is to educate them on the value of their health. And a lot of people aren't aware that, you know, you pay your insurance premium straight out of your paycheck. You never even see it.
And they only go up every year.
Yeah, they never even see it.
Yeah.
I have great health insurance through my husband's job.
I'm jealous.
We have very low deductibles, but people don't know that they don't understand what it means. So, you know, if you have a major event, let's say you need to go to the emergency room for something, you're probably paying hundreds to thousands of dollars out of your pocket. Whereas if you had come to see me and maybe spent $500, you wouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. So a lot of people don't even value their health until it's not a problem.
Oh, okay, it's affecting my work, my home
life.
I can't relax.
Yeah.
My dogs, they're irritating me every day. What's going on?
Yes.
But that's what I just talked about, too, is that right now healthcare is kind of at a standstill in the sense where our insurance premiums, as a business owner myself, have gone up every year.
Yeah.
Your co-pays, and if you don't check yourself, have gone up every year. Deductible, which is how much you have to pay out of pocket per year, has gone up every year.
Before the insurance will pay anything.
Exactly. And you're out of pocket. You're just your premium cost. Your must come out of your check. Has gone up every year. The reason is people aren't healthy enough.
Yeah.
If people were healthier, the risk of having an insurance company insure you would be less, if there's less risk, there's less cost. Problem is, people, again, McDonald's, line out the door. At that point, because we're all in one pool now, the way I understand it, well, I'm not into a policy where, hey, we can either accept or not accept. You have to accept everybody. Because I'm the same policy as someone who goes to McDonald's, which is, I guess, McDonald's can be good, I guess. I'm not sure.
I will put it out there on the interwebs. No, there is nothing good for you at McDonald's.
I don't know. So she's done the research. I haven't done the research yet. I've taken that class
yet. I haven't
done
the research, but I'm pretty sure there's nothing good for you at McDonald's.
But if I'm the same pool as someone at McDonald's, and I eat healthy, I eat at home, I watch what I eat, I watch what I drink intake for one, two, I work out enough, if I'm the same pool, I'm going to pay more out of pocket than I would if I was in my own pool. You know, so realize your costs are always going up because people are always going to get sick, at least right now, this is not 2019. How do we decrease our own personal costs by doing things for us on our own outside of our insurance companies, keep ourselves healthy? Understand acupuncture, like you've gone through this last, I think it's probably half hour or so, allows people, I think, to understand how do you help people by listening to them first. When you listen to them first and then you understand what they may need for their overall health.
Yeah, so just by listening, I'm able to put together a plan. Is it, especially if I'm working on internal medicine, is it something as simple as switching or removing one bad trigger food for them?
No.
Oftentimes it can be.
Okay, it can. It is, but I'm thinking about the big picture of the person. Okay.
Sorry, I was wrong. Yeah. No, you're good. So it could be, in my eyes, that simple. For that person, is that switch going to be simple? Is it going to... and it may not be. I see quite a few patients actually to quit smoking, which there's an acupuncture protocol for that. It's very well-researched. It's very effective.
Wow.
Is it something that's easy for the patient to stop smoking? No. A smoker has probably tried dozens of times to quit, and they've most likely never succeeded. Bring in the acupuncture. If they come to me and say, I want to quit smoking, well, you gotta wanna.
Yeah.
Like, how bad do you wanna?
Yeah.
And if they're like, well, it's because my wife says she doesn't want me to do it anymore, or my doctor said I have to just to get healthy, I'm not gonna be able to help you very much.
I can do my part.
Yeah.
But you have to put down the cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta wanna. Let's come up with a plan. Maybe that plan is you smoke a pack a day, which, and now doing this, treating people with smoke, I know that there are 20 cigarettes in a pack.
Okay, congratulations.
I didn't either. I had to ask.
Yeah.
But let's say they smoke a pack a day, which means 20 cigarettes a day. All right. Where can we start? Can you cut it back to 15? Oh no, that's not enough. Okay. Can you cut it back to 16, 17?
Yeah.
Like, maybe the answer is 19. Cut back one cigarette a day. All right, that's fine. Let's work on it. But it's going to take you this much longer to be able to quit.
And are you going to be able to be alive the next day if you just cut down one cigarette?
Yeah.
You know, kind of, I always go right to the point, hey, look, how bad do you want this? If you want it bad enough for you and your family, then you want to do this or not?
Right.
I don't want to waste your time, my time.
Yeah.
You can make me look bad if I don't help you.
Right.
I have worried about my own personal reputation sometimes.
Yeah. It's purely selfish.
Huge. Being sarcastic, but it's really hard. And I think a lot of it is, as we went through this, where there's a link between chiropractic and acupuncture because we all believe the body's self-healing. When we take away the toxins and increase the deficiencies sometimes in our bodies, and understand the whole person, not just the physical side, but the emotional side too, allows us to understand, hey, how do we help each person individually, and from them help themselves by educating them to what they can do a little bit better in their whole health, maybe mental or physical.
Yep.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anything else for your first show with us?
No. I love this. This is great.
And you're one of the few Caucasian, I want to say white, but Caucasian acupuncturists I know.
Oh, okay.
Was your school more different ethnicities or combination of both?
So, I went to school in Santa Monica.
Okay.
It's called Emperor's College. I'm gonna pump Emperor's College for a minute because there's a reason I chose that school, and one of those reasons at the time was because they had one of the highest pass rates for the California acupuncture licensing exam. We call it CALE. And so it was a very well-respected school. Uh-huh. I loved my school. My professors and mentors were amazing. I'm really glad I made that decision. Since I've graduated in the last 5 or so years, every year for the last few years, there's an organization, a national organization, that puts out a survey to actually assess your rival schools. And then they're ranked
by acupuncture schools.
Okay, acupuncture schools. And then they're ranked on who, like, Emperor's College is saying is the best aside from them.
Got it.
Well,
okay.
Over the last several years, Emperor's College has ranked number 2 in the entire nation. There's only one school that outranks them. And so I'm very proud of where I went to school. They were
Congratulations.
Great. And I got off topic there, but that I'm Caucasian. Yes, my school in Santa Monica, which is also a very diverse area of
Santa
LA.
Monica is just, I grew up in West LA.
Yeah.
I understand where you come from.
Yeah, so Santa Monica is a pretty diverse area. And my school, I would say, was at least half, if not a little bit more, Caucasian.
Good.
Definitely
not
way
good,
more,
just,
way more women than men.
Okay.
There are more female acupuncturists than men. There are more female patients who use acupuncture than male patients.
Yes.
But I would say the next largest group at my school was Asian, so some form of Asian descent.
Okay.
And it was pretty mixed between Korean, Chinese, and Japanese. And then even a few Filipino people, but definitely...
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Lots of...
Is it a lot of families where the daughter or son are trying to become an acupuncturist because there's a family business or they're raised on it or they've become there's
home
medicine?
Not anymore. I can really only think of one, and she's actually Caucasian as well.
Okay.
Dr. Maura Marco, and she works in Beverly Hills.
Mm-hmm.
And her father, who's the dean of the school we went to, and so he's an acupuncturist himself, and then so she grew up around it, obviously, and has chosen that as her profession. But honestly, I think most of us were probably like the black sheep family.
Straight. You want to do what?
Yeah, exactly. So I think there were a lot of us that were out
first
there.
First time, hey, I'm going to jump into it and see how it goes.
And a lot of, like, second, third, fourth careers for people.
Okay.
I went to school with a handful of people who were, 50s, 60s, and they had, a couple of careers before. And they've retired, and they've gone to study this medicine and now have an additional career.
And now that you're 5 years out of school, and obviously you stay in contact with your colleagues, well, how do you look at overall healthcare differently than when we were in school?
That's a great question.
I know, I have a couple. Just like two a show, it's all hoped for.
Okay. I was a lot more jaded about conventional medicine when I was in school than I am now.
Why?
I think...
What do you mean by jaded, first of all?
Well, so I really hated conventional medicine and Western medicine. I try not to use Western medicine any longer.
Yeah.
But I really, really disliked it when I was going to school. And it's, I think I was drinking the Kool-Aid. And I think acupuncture is the best. But as I've gone into practice, I see where I have personally shortcomings and maybe the medicine has shortcomings. And where I see where chiropractic can be much more helpful in certain areas. And of course, I say all the time now to people, like, I can help you with a lot of things. Did I learn, like, tweena massage and bone setting in school? I did. But if you break a bone, please go to the emergency room. Can I boil ginseng, which the Chinese name is renshen? Can I boil that for 45 minutes and make you drink this hot tea if you're having a heart attack? Classically, theoretically, will it help you? Yeah, if you're having a heart attack, I don't want you to waste 45 minutes for me to boil this herb. Please go to the emergency room.
I'm not have it waiting for you.
I have learned much more in practice of, yes, conventional medicine has its place. It's really great at emergency medicine, whereas this 3,000 to 5,000-year-old medicine that I practice is not great at emergency medicine. It's what they had 3,000 to 5,000 years ago.
Exactly.
We have way better technology now.
Well, you mentioned too, is like, and I've been out for a little bit longer than 5 years, three times that amount. A lot of it is okay, I do this well. I can do this well. If you're not getting well with what I do, I would want you to go over here to get yourself well, not worry about my ego.
Exactly.
That's my thing. It's okay. I tell people sometimes they come in at an 8, 9 pain level and I go, I'll give you 2 weeks of care, the maximum. If I don't see improvement, you're going for an MRI. You're going to go see your ortho. You're going to see your neuro.
Exactly.
You know, so I want to make sure I'm not doctor says, instead of saying, I don't know, I'm going to say, I know where you should go if this doesn't work for you.
Exactly. And like referring out is really important. I do work alongside a lot of chiropractors, and you guys are really great with structural things.
Yes.
I am not always great with structural things. I can help pain, but if you have something that's really out of place that's causing you the pain, the root of the problem is to get it back into place. So I definitely believe in referring out, and we were talking a lot about I listen to my patients. I am not a psychologist. I am not a therapist.
No.
I am not trained in that. I can definitely listen to people. I can maybe provide some insight that maybe they're not seeing from their perspective. But have I had to refer people to professionals? Absolutely. To professional psychologists? Absolutely. Because there are things that are outside my scope. And our first thing in our oath is do no harm.
And a lot of people don't really live by that. They live by what they think is best for them versus the patient. I have my best patients that I get best reviews from are the ones where I refer out early enough, they get the proper care, because they may have needed surgery.
Yeah,
exactly. Been that bad. They go, hey, look, thanks for me real quick because I needed this to happen. If not, it would have gotten worse, worse, worse.
Yeah.
You know, people don't understand that that's sometimes important, is understanding where to go in the sense, but also, like you mentioned too, you're not a psychologist, but you can listen to them and help them feel a little bit better before they leave your office.
Yeah. I had a patient so long ago, right early in my career, who I was treating him for blood pressure. Acupuncture is really great at getting people's blood pressure to reduce naturally and stay that way without medication.
Perfect.
I checked his blood pressure. It was astronomically high.
Yeah.
I gave him a couple minutes. I checked it again to make sure I didn't do something wrong.
Yeah.
Again, same thing. It was like, it was over 200 systolic and it was over 120, I think, diastolic.
Yeah.
It was out of control. And I had to say, I either need to call you an ambulance or you need to get yourself to the emergency room.
Yeah.
He called me the next day and said they put me on meds. He was trying to avoid the meds.
Yep.
I understand.
Yep.
He says they put me on meds, but the ER doctor told me had I not come in any, if I had waited any longer, I would have had a stroke. And this was like a 41-year-old man. And he thanked me for possibly saving his life. And it's, you know, I would so much rather the patient get better, even if I'm not the one who does it. That's why I do this.
Yeah.
I want somebody to get better. If I'm not the right person,
but they're coming in for
you
for help, but you may catch something else that they don't even know about, can be more of a medical emergency situation.
Exactly. Yep.
And when you build that trust with your clients you mentioned to initially, allows them to be more open to what else is going on in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps them overall to see the benefit of getting healthy and staying healthy. You give them more value that way, I think.
Yeah.
Anything else for your first show?
No, that was plenty.
That was a lot.
That was probably a lot of, like I said, I try not to word vomit on people, but it might happen from time to time.
We didn't do an acupuncture class. We didn't pull up the needles out. We've talked about who Charlene is, more about how she helps her patients, which I think is more important to get someone to understand, okay, if I trust Charlene, I trust how she can help me. Mm-hmm. And I think with any doctor, when you get that perspective, and you're treating your health instead of waiting to have a problem, mm-hmm. you have an insurance policy or an advocate like Charlene to help you navigate your health overall.
Yeah.
That's just my marketing for Charlene. All right. Well, thanks for watching my show, Crooked Spine Show. Charlene at Empire Acupuncture in Ranch Cucamonga. I'll put all the information, her phone number, her links to her Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Snap, whatever it is, too. I'll see you next show. Cool. That's it.
Bye.
Hope this talk with Charlene, part one and part two, allows you to understand that acupuncture can be a painless profession and effective to help you with your health conditions. Like chiropractic, what I do, it helps calm down the nerves. If the nerves are causing stress in your body, then overall your body can relax and get back to a healthier state. And what Charlene does is listen to you, really listen to you and spend time with you to understand your overall health and how to get that improved also. All right, go to the show notes for the actual highlights of this talk. And the link has also the link to the first part one. And go to other show notes, other podcasts to learn how to keep yourself healthy, people. At that point, when you keep yourself healthy, you're not seeing a chiropractor or other health professionals too. All right, so enjoy the week and we'll see you next week.